You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Can you imagine getting like a bunch of like cousins having a knife fight? My mom would beat my ass.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Let me ask this. Is stabbing a protected activity?
It is not, Dana.
But wait a minute, though. Because I have all these people who are like, I mean, teenagers and... Sidebar, Teenage Knife Fight is my new punk band name, trademark. Because people are saying that, you know, who doesn't have a knife fight? I'm not kidding you. Like, I'm watching verified people, journalists, advocates, and politicians go, police should not be involved in a knife fight. Somebody said stabbing is infrastructure. I'm retweeting that. That happened. True. I mean, I'm just wondering because they're actually saying that the police should not have intervened. The case involves a 16-year-old girl. She had a knife and went total glint close fatal attraction stabathon on these other chicks. She went after this girl in pink who's holding a puppy. And she's got her arm back so as to stab her peacefully as a mother would, according to her mother, who does not have custody of her and because she's in foster care. I see a lot of excuse. Black Lives Matter, apparently, asterisk. So the black life that was dressed in the pink jumpsuit with the puppy, her life doesn't matter, nor do any other of the other black lives that were almost stabbed to death by this girl. And so police showed up and they shot her and they killed her because they kept saying, stop, 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 put the knife down. And she wouldn't stop stabbing, trying to stab people. So apparently there was never the option of don't stab people on the table in this situation. So that makes me wonder. Going back to my question, is stabbing a protected activity now?
It's a good question. Also, for their argument to work, no one would be dead from stabbing ever.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, being stabbed is not a fatal thing and never has ended in fatal thing. And we know that's not true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he used, you know, deadly force for a deadly act.
Yes,
it's just the way it is.
And keep in mind, Valerie Jarrett said that this was a knife fight. That's not a knife fight because that implies that other people have knives. And clearly the other girl just had a puppy. And just to remind people, puppies are not knives.
Are puppies infrastructure, though?
Puppies are infrastructure.
Okay, just checking.
Puppies and stabbing.
Got it.
But that's an attack. That's not a knife fight. But here's the other thing. Going back to, like, really, she was shot because she was trying to kill somebody and stab people. Just saying. That's how she was. That's why she was shot. There's always an option to not stab people. Like this one woman says, killing children is perfectly fine with law enforcement. They prove it over and over again. This woman is about to get lit up. Girl, why would you tweet me? Can just sidebar. Why would you do that? Come on. You know how much I love this. You're right. I mean, children killing children is what should be okay. You're right. We should have just let her stab that other girl. How dare you deny her of her stabbing rights? Also, if you think that it is normal for people to stab other, to have knife fights as a kid. Now, yes, I have, you know, some country family and we grew up having bottle rocket fights. Now, this is quite different from carrying a blade. We would have we'd light a bottle rocket. You know what this is? You'd take, my mother is probably just finding out about this. So, anyway, I was not doing anything. I was watching. But anyway, so you'd take the bottle rocket and you'd light it. And then you knew, depending on how, you know, long, you could tell how long of a time you had. And then you could just throw it right after. And you timed it just right. As you threw it, while it was in midair, it'd take off. and you got to be real good at throwing it and know the speed. And I mean, this is how it's a science. It really is.
If you get one of those fast wicks.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are the rough ones.
No one ever wanted to go after the short wicks because, right. You know, and I would always get muscled out by my older cousins. So I guess who got short wicks? Short wick Dana. I did. So I had to be quick, but I was good. Like, I could totally get you if I wanted to. I could right on your head. And it was just amazing. But we used to do that. That was fun. Can you imagine getting like a bunch of like cousins having a knife fight? My mom would beat my ass. What is wrong with that? How do some of you people grow up? Oh, yeah, you know, just a good old knife fight with the kids. Oh, don't pay attention to them. They're just having a knife fight out back. Is this the Addams Family? What in the world? Good night.
And in every world, this is attempted murder. Like, no, like if, seeing the video of her wielding that knife and plunging it towards people, that would be an attempted murder charge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are correct. I mean, I'm amazed at this. This is just, I'm trying to wrap my head around it because I can't believe everybody from NBC, Associated Press, I'm keeping track of how this is getting reported. And then you have journalists, Valerie Jarrett, I already talked about her, NPR, and then the White House already addressed it. Jen Psaki held during her press avail, she was asked about it. And by the way, I'm going to drop this because I'm getting some of this other play this audio. This is Jen Psaki talking about Micaiah Bryant and her response when she was asked about this just a little earlier during the White House press avail. Listen.
Since you gave me the opportunity, the killing of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child. We're thinking of her friends and family and the communities that are hurting and grieving her loss. We know that police violence disproportionately impacts Black and Latino people and communities, and that Black women and girls, like Black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence. We also know that there are particular vulnerabilities that children in foster care like Micaiah face. And her death came, as you noted, just as America was hopeful of a step forward after the traumatic and exhausting trial of Derek Chauvin and the verdict that was reached. So our focus is on working to address systemic racism and implicit bias head on, and of course to passing laws and legislation that will put much needed reforms into place at police departments around the country.
Yeah. Can you, if she had stabbed the other girl to death, by the way, can you imagine what the reaction would have been if police showed up and they decided not to engage because they were afraid something like this were to happen, and she just would have stabbed the girl to death, and they would have said, stop that, stop it, stop stabbing her, stop. Oh, can you imagine? The cops stood by while they just basically murdered this girl themselves. That's what the line would have been. If cops wouldn't have been there, this never would have been a national story either. That's all this is. I can't believe that there are people who are trying to argue that it was completely all right for this teenage girl to stab somebody. That's where we are now. Apparently, stabbing people is a protected right. But I can't carry a damn gun. Really? No, because that's the reasoning of some of the people out there. It's why I feel the need to probably carry a firearm, because some people think stabbing's okay. And that was from the White House. That's Jen Psaki at the White House. Good heavens. I mean, now here's what the mother had said, the mother who, and I don't know if this is accurate or not. I'm waiting for the facts of the story to come in. The mother who did not have custody, her daughter ignored repeated commands from law enforcement to get on the ground, and she pinned another girl against a car and tried to stab her. And she was lashing out at another different girl when the cops approached. Now, the mother said, oh, no, my daughter had called police for protection. Do you not understand that if cops show up and they see someone with a knife trying to stab other people, that they're immediately going to assume, because that is a criminal act, that the other people don't consent to being stabbed to death? I can't believe I have to explain it like this. This is the dumbest crap I cannot believe that part of my damn job right now is to sit here and talk about how stabbing's not okay. Is it too early to day drink? Just asking. Yeah. As Kane said, the bank robber that called police. Can't believe the cops won't just let me go. I mean, I called him here. It's crazy. Oh, my gosh. But that's where we are. So you're going to hear this all dang day now. This is another thing to get upset at the police over. That's another thing. Normal teenagers don't try to stab other teenagers. Right? I mean, can you believe what's wrong with this world that a girl can't stab another girl? Just stay out of it. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and our freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So a quick note, the Senate just narrowly voted 51-49 to advance the nomination of Vinita Gupta to become the president's associate attorney general, setting up a final vote, which will likely take place later today. And additionally, Broward School Superintendent Robert Runcie and attorney Barbara Myrick now are indicted in a grand jury probe. You remember Robert Runcie from Parkland, right? He's the superintendent who is accused of impropriety, amongst other things. And now he was arrested today, charged with perjury. My friend Ryan Petty, whose daughter was lost at Parkland, says that should surprise absolutely no one. But that the attorney also is now involved. It's pretty unbelievable. Actually, it's not at all. A black church group is trying to force Home Depot to oppose Georgia's election law by calling for a boycott. A major coalition of black faith leaders in Georgia, representing more than 1,000 churches in the state, are going all CRT and calling for a boycott of Home Depot, arguing that the company has no responsibility, apparently at all whatsoever, to exist in Georgia when Georgia wants a photo ID like every other state that has a Home Depot that also asks for a photo ID that none of these other groups are targeting. You know, because that doesn't make sense at all. Nothing should ever make sense. Meanwhile, the governor there says it's ridiculous and he's ripped the boycott. Brian Kemp said the insanity needs to stop. And he said, first Major League Baseball, now this. People are trying to hurt jobs in Georgia, which, that's definitely what it seems like. Moving on. Also, let's see. Virginia Tech soccer player was forced off the team. For what reason? Not taking a knee, according to a lawsuit. This over at the Daily Caller. Former soccer player Kirsten Henning filed a suit alleging that the Virginia Tech coach mistreated her after she refused to kneel with the rest of her team during a pledge of support to burning large mansions, aka Black Lives Matter, via the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Henning's stance was costly. The coach disliked her political views. She refused to kneel, so she was benched, reportedly subjected to repeated verbal abuse and forced off the team, according to the suit. The lawsuit says that the coach was forced to complete, or they want him to complete, First Amendment training and return Henning to the team. Can we play 18 real quick? My friend Greg Gutfeld, I think there were a lot of people that were very uncharitable towards his... He was making a point here that very few people got. Listen to this. This is yesterday.
And now I'm going to just get really selfish. I'm glad that he was found guilty on all charges.
Yeah.
Even if he might not be guilty of all charges.
Oh, my God.
I am glad that he is guilty of all charges because... I want a verdict that keeps this country from going up in flames.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
What do you mean?
Look, Greg, listen.
What do you mean? No, I'm at least being honest. My neighborhood was looted. I don't ever want to go through that again.
We do not sacrifice individuals for the sake of how
people feel. I'm saying he's guilty. I'm saying I'm glad about the verdict.
Hmm. Do you understand his wider point in all of that? He's making a bigger point. And I think he baited Juan Williams into going, no, 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 no. And other leftist people go, no, 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 no. Because the mob, the fact even that we as a nation realize that there are going to be riots and massive arson and property destruction and everything else if a specific verdict isn't delivered is a huge indictment of this society. It's mob rule. And that's the point that he's making here. It was very clever. I mean, Greg Gutfeld's not stupid. It was a very clever point that he was making. And I thought, oh my gosh, he just owned a lot of people right then. It's almost like that is expected to be the response from people. I mean, it really is. And there were a lot of people who said, oh my gosh, he's just selling. He wasn't selling out. He was making a point that went over some people's heads. And I thought it was very telling because there are a lot of people that I think were bracing themselves. I mean, good grief. You should have seen the way that they were boarding up so many streets in Minneapolis. And then I saw what some people on the left were saying, look at this. They're doing this because they were tipped off. They know exactly. No, they're just anticipating. I'm glad that, except in Portland, which it wasn't, but I'm glad in Minneapolis it was pretty peaceful. But I have to say, there was one specific video that I watched. There wasn't, we can't really play it because there's some people talking in the background and they're not arguing, but they're cussing. And it was, I think the guy had a camera on a pole. And it wasn't anyone that I knew that took this video, but it showed there was a car parked and it was, I guess, in front of the courthouse. And there was a dude standing up through the sunroof that had a turntable and all of that. And they had speakers that were sitting on the hood and they were playing music and people were like dancing, breakdancing, doing everything else like in the circle in front of the car. Right. And everybody was in. It was very celebratory. People were happy. And I noticed that there was one guy who was, you know, kind of dancing and bopping around and he had like, oh, I don't know. My husband's going to freak out. I don't know blades as well as he does. Or at least with swords. It was like a sword, but it was like it was almost like a katana. I think it was a katana. I'm pretty sure I'd bet money on it. And he had it through, you know how some backpacks have like that rope, that cord, and they're crisscrossed in front? He had this katana, like that's where he was holding this katana, and he had his backpack on. I'm like, why the hell did you need a katana? Coming up here to a protest that may have or not turned into a rally or a riot, coming up with a katana. And then the camera panned over and people had already brought out barbecue grills and like a table of condiments. And I'm just like, first off, I have been protesting incorrectly, was my first thought, honestly. Like when I've been to many a protest, I have been out into I've been in the streets many a times. I've been there when all hell has broken loose. Oh my gosh. I was down there downtown St. Louis and they had the SWAT teams and everything else. And one side of the street were like conservative libertarian Tea Party types. And the other side of the street were the Marxists. And it was like just an arena of screaming and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not going to lie, we put on SEIU shirts so we could go give BS quotes to the legacy press that was there and it totally worked. Just as like a total troll. And it was hysterical. But I digress. That was over like 10 years ago. But I would bring like water. You know? I mean, like if it was a road trip, you'd bring like, you know, you bring you a cooler of like some high C. You'd get you a cooler of some water. You know, you'd bring you a Lunchable. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like the little, like a little travel sandwich bag of jerky, maybe some almonds. That's what you'd bring. Hell. I mean, I watched as a group of people brought out a barbecue grill and a table of condiments. And I was like, I know I saw three kinds of mustard on that table. And I'm thinking, I'm doing protesting wrong. I almost kind of want to go back and be like, I just need a flatbed so I can just, you know, put my grill in it and get like, you know, have like a little portable table, have a little portable condiment set up. Anyway, that I was obsessed with that. My whole point in telling you this is that I saw people there with implements that did not jive with a peaceful protest, like the dude with a sword or a guy with a shield. Like, there were some people there that were really getting ready to set it off. And I just thought, I know everyone's sitting here sharing this video and they're talking about how nice and how joyful everything is, but there's some things that I'm seeing that kind of belie that.
Hi, this is Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Vernon Jones joins me to discuss why he got fed up and left the Democratic Party to run for governor of Georgia, and why he believes the left is afraid to let Black Americans think for themselves. I'll also have the latest on the Biden border crisis and how the administration is trying to hide the truth from you. Don't miss it. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Mm-hmm. All right. So a Florida woman, this actually is not, I know, I'm not going to say it's clever, but I will say this is different. A Florida woman swindled victims out of money by claiming that she was a witch and could cleanse their cash. Victims were told that their money would double or triple. Naples police say a woman who offered witchcraft and spiritual services to victims as a way to get them to hand over massive amounts of cash. She stole $100,000 from 10 different victims. She placed ads for free in newspapers, radio stations, flyers, and laundromats. And she would say that she was going to cleanse their cash and be able to multiply it. And then, in fact, she just pocketed it and ran. She's totally, they're looking for her.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.